Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, Ron got in a head-on collision with Danielle, and somehow they both walked away from that. Don't know how, but they did. So let's go ahead and go into the last issue of this arc for the Traveler.
And then, you know, we start off this issue with, I don't recognize you, but...
I will say, I like how she, we're starting out, and she's got her fists up, like, about ready to fight. Like, don't... I didn't mean to hit you, but I'll punch you. I'll fight myself. I'll defend myself, sir.
And she says, but how do you say we know each other? And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little frazzled and thoughtless. I should be asking if you're hurt.
He's like, asking me? I just wrecked your car. You know, this is totally my fault. I know better than to drive without glasses. If she knows better to drive without glasses, why is she doing it?
Especially since she's unemployed.
And, yeah, unemployed. And almost killed herself the night before.
And has two kids at home by themselves.
Yes. Like, come on, woman.
But other than that,
I mean, it's fine. Although, maybe she's driving to look for a job.
Fair enough. Yeah, which is why maybe she had interviews and that's why she had to be out without glasses.
I like that idea better.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
That way she's just not an idiot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyways, so he's like, look, I'm in a hurry. I'm just going to give you this and we can trade later. Or trade our information later or whatever.
Yeah. And we'll just, you know, we'll take care of it later. I got to get the bus. So he runs to the bus as he hands his card to her.
I promise I will, Mr. Whatever your name is.
So he's on the bus and he kind of dozes off, you know, dreaming about Julia.
About the night before.
Yes. And he's like, you know, my problem is I'm a total idiot. You know, I'm a lousy date. I've given you nothing but grief. And when I should have been giving you this, and he pulls out a... ring out of his jacket.
An engagement ring.
Yep. And the bus driver's like, what? And Ron's like, what? It's like, the bus driver says, are you talking to me? He's like, no. I was just mothering.
Like a crazy man.
Then he looks out the window and realizes that they had passed Canal Boulevard.
And he's like, hey, he's like, let me off the bus. He's like, sorry, next stop's Tri-State Mall. He's like, that's like a mile away and I'll be late. And he's like, yeah, but if I stop for you, I'll be late. And this is the bus driver, you know, earlier that Kronos had been like, don't be late ever again.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, look, he's like.
Okay, so he goes into the explanation of like, I need to get off this bus. I'm working on a unified field experiment for 4 years. It launches this morning and with or without me, fun fact, physics jobs are way easier to lose than to find. My girlfriend's there. Her dad's there. I need to propose.
During the brief
going down this big old ass list of his problems. And the bus driver, okay, fine.
He's like,
okay, cool. I'll let you off.
Get out.
I don't know if he's letting him off because he doesn't want to hear his bullshit the entire time. Or he actually had a change
of heart.
A heart
to heart, yeah.
If it was me, I'd be like, fuck you. Get your ass back in the seat. We're going to the Tri-State Mall.
Brake check.
Yeah, that run through the window.
Anyways, so then we are panning over to the lab. And, okay, if you look in the background, this is what I wanted to point out.
Yes.
See, I noticed this right here just now, the redheaded dude, because I noticed these two guys at first, but I didn't notice the redheaded dude until just now.
Angstrom?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like basically Angstrom, Splinter, and Mortar.
Are all his henchmen.
Helpers.
I'm sorry, helpers, yeah.
Well, because this is... Yeah, they're
at
all
the lab.
The helpers.
Yeah, this is the Colding's. All right, so he's, you know, 12 minutes launch, no matter what. If Ronald fails to show, I'll run his station. And then, you know, you've got Julia coming in. And he's like, oh, how nice of you to come and observe. And she says, well, where's my dad and Ron? And he says, oh, you know, I haven't seen him either, but we have to proceed. And then he's like, oh, excuse me.
And he gets a phone call, which... At first, when I saw this, I
thought it was something on his suit that was beeping.
I mean, I know it's something back. You see it back here in the picture.
Yeah,
but like I thought he had a phone like on his chest.
Yeah, no. Because see, when I saw that too, that's the exact same thing I thought. I thought he pulled off like a literal receiver phone. Like, I mean, I'm old. This is my new cell phone.
And what had happened is a security called up to him. And to let him know that there was an object.
Lockdown.
Yes. Security calls up to him about something. And so Colding says that we're going to go into a security lockdown. Until it's lifted, no one comes in or goes out. Julia is like, but Ronald, because he's not here.
Yeah.
And Colding reiterates, no one, my dear.
But she only worries about Ronald, not her dad.
Well,
I mean, yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, Ronald was the only one that, you know, popped up.
Yeah, because, I mean, she worried about her dad at first, and now it's just like...
Yeah, and she's like, oh, well, my dad's not here. Oh, well, you know?
Yeah.
He's old. You know, he's probably just sitting in his room drinking tea.
Maybe.
Anyways.
But, yeah, we see Ron...
At least he's not sitting in his office fapping to pictures of me.
Oh, God. Yeah. We see Ron running up, and security stops him, and they tell him that you have to leave premises.
And he's like, no, I work here. I have to be in here for the experiment. And they're like, yeah, he does work here, but somebody left this bag here, you know, and we don't know what it is. And he's like, it's a fucking bowling ball. Let me in. It's just a...
I will... So, I definitely want to point out, they say that this morning at 7:48, my partner found a mysterious unattended package. See those men there? Bomb squad. That's what he says. That it looks like a bowling bag.
Yeah.
You don't know that. Now clear out. I'm not asking. And so he...
And don't bother trying to call inside. We're jamming the signals.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, because that bowling ball can be radio controlled. Good work, guys.
So he goes wandering off. This one thing I want to point out. He... Oh, okay. So I was right. So he received that text from Julia in the last issue.
Yeah.
At 7:42.
It took him a minute.
Right?
Which...
Because
which...
His clock, his watch says 7:43. But the security guard said at 7:48
yeah,
they found the package.
Exactly. So it's another broken clock that the guy popped
which
out of.
Which one's broken, though? Is his clock right?
I think his is messed up. Because look, he pops out of his watch.
Okay, so yeah, Splinter pops out of
Ron's
watch. But what I'm saying is his watch busted or is their time busted? Because... Either or is his phone busted?
I guess that's
what I'm trying
yeah.
to get.
Like, okay, fair enough.
What's wrong here? Which one is wrong?
See, I'm gonna say it's his because, like I said, because that like every clock that they've popped out of has been inaccurate. Because I think even if you look at
the bank clock,
the bank
well, we
clock,
we didn't have actually say a time on the bank clock.
Well, but if you look at the clock before he pops out of it, which is all the way up here,
because she has a timer set.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. But it says it's at that according to this clock it's 2:30 or 1:30. I'm sorry.
1:30 or six?
No, I'm pretty sure it's 1:30 because it looks like the shorthand's
okay.
up. But I don't know. She's but it doesn't give a time. See, I was thinking that she had set a time when she was talking to the kids.
Well, she did. She just set a timer though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I don't know if it's just a bus clock. But they
another problem right here. I'm working late tonight.
Oh.
If you could feed your brother.
Interesting.
But she was unemployed when the doctor, when the police.
And she was unemployed. What clerk?
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Somebody's working the poll. Oh. Anyways, but he,
okay.
So we've got Splinter popping out of Ron's watch,
and instead of attacking, he. Opens up a
hole,
and he decays a hole in the wall, and lets Ron run through.
Who are? Oh, maybe Dr. Martin knows. I'll ask him.
Now this is.
So is he Dr. Martin or Professor Martin? He's Professor Dr. Martin.
Dr. Professor Martin.
Dr. Professor Martin.
Yeah, his first name is Professor.
That's right.
so he goes through, and he it looks like he's in the same room as the bowling bag. Where now the security guards are gone, the bomb squad is gone, with the bowling bag still there.
Yeah.
What the hell? Like, if it's only been like a minute, maybe, and they're already gone out of the way. They've forgotten about Ron and don't worry about the bowling ball. What the fuck?
Right.
But Cronus pops in, trying to delay Ron some more. And this is when Ron pieces together that's how he knew Danielle, because he knew it from he knew her from...
The pictures. Yeah.
The crabby bus driver he saw from the pictures.
Yeah.
Or actually, he would have been there. He would have saw the
yeah.
bus driver. The bowling ball, though, I assume he just pieces together that the bowling ball was there. Because he would not have known about the incident with Gabe.
Mm-hmm. But the bowling ball, yeah, like you said, the bowling ball probably would have just been something he assumed
yeah,
he had done.
But he pieced together that he's deliberately trying to delay Ron. And...
Picks up the bowling ball and thumps him with it.
Yeah. But he runs away, and before he can even really do anything, Ron runs into the locker room, looks like. Cronus is already there, and he says, if you're on time, the experiment happens differently. And it mustn't. It can't. you've got to believe me. Ron's like, why should I? Cronus says,
because I am you. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. We go over to the next page and we're back in the lab. Julia's asking about her dad again.
And Ronald.
And Ron.
I can't.
Finally asking about her dad.
Yeah.
And Colding says that we've delayed long enough. We can't delay any longer or we'll lose our window, which I'm assuming their window is
the from the time that it powers up until the time that it shuts down because it can't hold itself up.
Okay.
That's what I was assuming.
Yeah, because I didn't think they had like, oh, the experiment has to happen at 8 o'clock sharp.
Of course, maybe that it did have to happen at 8 o'clock.
Well,
like maybe that was part of the, because everything's based in time for this.
Yes.
So maybe 8 o'clock was a special thing for the, you know, I mean, whatever's going on.
Maybe.
Who knows?
And so he hits the button to let the gravitons in. And I guess it works.
Yeah, well, like, no, well, see, that's the thing.
It's nothing like extravagant, like, oh, this is it's beautiful lights and all this. It's just like,
it's still shooting the same way that it was before.
Exactly. So,
and then, like, the one guy's like, Dr. Colding, it's sustaining with a question mark. And the doctor's like, what? No, it's not meant to do that. Let me see that.
And Julia's like, I don't understand. It's built to sustain, isn't it? Colding's like, yes, no, wait.
No, I mean, yes. I mean, it shouldn't be doing this. And then we go back to Ron talking to himself. Well,
Ron and Cronus.
Yeah. And that's your story. I don't believe any of it. Just get out of my way.
Cronus is like, that's fine.
I've delayed you long enough.
You know, go on. You can't hurt anything. Even now, the
demonstration is going so horribly sour.
Ron's like, what? And so he rushes in and, you know, even Julia. With everything going on,
they had enough time to stop and kiss.
Yeah.
Which just pisses off, you know, Colding.
Yep. And so he comes up. Well, Julia asks where her dad is.
I can't believe he'd be late.
Yeah, and Ron says he wouldn't. Like, not for anything. Why would he be? And then Colding comes up, and he's like, why would you, Lessig? We were depending on you. Turn your badge. You're done here. Obviously, they didn't need you. Or they didn't need Ron. Because Colding was able to
do whatever he needed to
do. It.
Exactly.
Ron was there purposely as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Because we will see that once Ron gets to his machine, his, not machine,
his station. It's been tampered with.
Yeah. And then he's able to put the pieces together real quick. What happened?
Uh-huh. Somebody that knew what they were doing or thought they did. The photons, the bosons, the gravitons, it's all a success. The unified theory, there you go. The unified theory is what they're... So the unified research they were doing is actually about...
Gotcha.
There you go. But the interactions are destabilizing at a crazy rate. You tried to sabotage the experiment so that it would fail, but instead the whole thing is could blow at any second.
Yeah. Colding's like, that's not true. And Ron's like, you did this, Colding. You wanted the flop so you could blame Julia's dad and then go rebuild the solo for all the credit. That was the plan, wasn't it? And Julia's like, is that true? And
Wait, we should rephrase this too. Julia's standing there with her hair whipping around looking all hot and stuff in her like super tight suit.
Okay. you're not wrong. And Colding just folds. He confesses. He doesn't say it, but he basically confesses to killing her dad, saying that he was in the way.
He did it for us.
Yeah. I did it for us.
Because he loves you.
I love you. It's like, dude, there at no point has she ever shown any interest in you. Give it up. Ron shuts down the machine.
Which, I love the switch.
Shut down.
It literally says shut down in big red things with a fucking lever to pull down. It's beautiful. Anyways.
But that was...
catastrophic.
It sends the machine into the machine blows up.
Yeah, but it shoots out like rays of this
the graviton. I'm pretty sure they're gravitons.
And if you look, you can see it hitting the dude that will soon become Splinter.
Oh, it hits all of them.
Yeah, but like,
it definitely attacks him. Which makes me think so that guy becomes Splinter. We know that. The orange-haired guy becomes Angstrom. The bigger guy becomes Mortar.
I'm assuming that Colding is
Colding's
big, nasty, flabby monster thing.
So what does Julie become? Julia become?
Yeah, exactly.
Does she become something? Again, I want to read the rest of this.
Because, like, right here, the way he says it is that she breaks up and become is split into particles into the time.
She's somewhere in time. In time. But the reason why Cronus did everything he did, why the split Minutemen were coming back and trying to kill Danielle, the bus driver, they wanted the experiment to fail the way it was supposed to.
Yeah.
They did.
Yes.
Because if that happened, Ron would be on time, Julia and Ron would be dead.
Yes. And Colding would have everything to himself.
Colding would have everything. The reason Cronus did what he did to save Danielle, to save Gabe, to save the bus driver, he put everything in place to delay Ron enough for him to become Cronus
to be able
and
to
save Julia.
Exactly.
Fucking time travel, man. Like, I love it, and it's confusing, and I hate it, but I love it. It's great.
Yeah, because, like, right there, he's like, if you'd have been on time today, you'd have never picked up on the sabotage, and then you and Julia would have both been caught flat-footed when the experiment backfired, and it would have consumed you both.
Yeah.
And then that's, he said, split second, man. Yeah, he explains everything you just did.
You know, and Ron's like, and Julia had to die for that? Like, you held me back. You killed her. And Cronus like, I loved her. And he pulls out the same ring. And they're both crying. And as it's going on, he explains to...
that she isn't dying.
Yeah. That this
that she would have, but now she's dissipating and into the time stream where she'll be safe. She's out there somewhere, Ron. Some when. And I swear to you, we'll save her someday. And then he's all like...
We'll put a stop to the evil that is unleashed here today by the blast. We'll fight. And Ron's like, we? No. He attacks him. And he does the same split-time punch that Cronus did in the very first issue. You know, so Ron does, punching Cronus, which is himself. Basically, they fight... Well, Ron is fighting Cronus. And in a way, they are... By the end of this montage, they merge together and disappear. At the very end of that, we are back in the lab, and we see everybody on the ground. Colding wakes up, and he's all burnt to high hell, which leads me to believe that he does become Angstrom. Or, I'm sorry, he does become Avarice.
Avarice.
Because he picks up the bodies of the other three guys, and they all disappear.
Well, it looks like, actually, he does some kind of weird... No, because, like, it's piercing through this guy right here and then through his head. So, like, I don't know what the hell he's doing to take them with him.
Grabbing them.
Yeah.
Something.
But it's almost like he's got the a similar power to Cronus.
Okay.
Except it's, like, a darker evil power or something.
On the final pages here, we have Ron, now newly Cronus. I will also mention, while Cronus was pulling Ron back and before Julia got disintegrated, we see a couple of gravitons run through his body, through his suit, that punches out most of his name tag. Left is Cronus, which I'm really good. So they're good on details like that. Those tiny details that will become important later on in the story. But
yeah, I see it.
But then they miss...
Other
the
ones.
Thing. Unless, of course, this is all an assumption. I still haven't read the last eight issues.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a reason why. And we'll find it out next time we read them. But we see Ron, now, like I said, newly Cronus, standing at the grave of Julia. And he's saying, you know, you're wrong. He's talking to himself and talking to Julia. It's like, you're wrong, old man. I'll never be a rerun of you. Colding won't just walk away from his crimes. He will answer for Julia's dad, for Julia, for everything he did. And when he finally sees justice, you'll be right there by my side, my darling. I promise you that. Because wherever you are, I'll find you. If it takes until the end of time.
And then her tombstone says, Julia Martin, 1985 to infinity.
Yeah. So that is the end of this arc. There are some problems with it.
Of course.
But, again, this is a limited series. It's a 12-issue limited series. Those problems could be easily erased once we get the rest of the series. Those problems could be easily explained away. But I really enjoyed it. Like I said earlier on, like, I'm intrigued enough that I want to know what happens.
Almost definitely.
Yeah, like...
And I also want to know if they clean up the storyline afterwards.
Exactly. Like, that is one of the big things with problems with time travel is that you have a certain things you have to do.
And if you don't pay attention to what you're exactly supposed to be doing, then you're going to fuck
up. You're going to fuck something up. And one of the things I loved about Futurama episodes, whenever they did time travel, you had the professor always talk about time paradoxes and that paradoxes cannot be stable.
Yeah.
They will always fix themselves. And they always did. So hopefully they figured it out here. We'll see. Next time we come back to this, I don't know when that'll be.
Sometime.
But we'll come back to it sometime next year. I may want to try and finish it up. I mean, again, it's 8 more issues.
Yeah.
2 more arcs. Like, we can finish it up quick. But yeah, I really like the story. I'm really interested in it.
Oh, absolutely. And like, the powers are a little weird. Like,
a little
as far
wanky,
as
little
yeah,
wanky.
But like I said, they might even clean it up in the next 8 episodes or issues, you know?
Yeah.
So like, and if they do clean it up, it'd be nice to see. If they don't clean it up, it'll still be nice to know how it ends.
Yeah.
I'm a story person myself.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
And knowing it's only 12 issues, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
If they don't end it, if they don't end it right by issue 12, we're gonna have problems.
Yeah, and but at the same time, at least it's only 12 issues that we can't come back from, as opposed to like a whole story arc that we can't come back.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah, Ron, thank you for.
Oh well, fun as always.
It's all great. And everybody, we will talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story.